AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Mayor Eric Adams says the city will be ready for whatever happens in the local prosecutor's investigation of former President Donald Trump. Trump called on supporters to protest if he is arrested. He predicted it could happen tomorrow. Christina Greer is a political science professor at Fordham University.
You know, we keep using this phrase unprecedented, right? But it's like, you know, the possibility that a former president of the United States is possibly arrested is unprecedented, but we've also never had a president like Donald Trump before. You know, he makes Richard Nixon look like a Boy Scout.
A grand jury is investigating hush money payments to women who allege sexual encounters with Trump. A new UN climate report gives a stark warning. The world is on thin ice. This is UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
This report is a clarion call to massively fast-track climate efforts by every country and every sector and on every time frame.
Guterres called for an end to new fossil fuel exploration and for rich countries to quit coal, oil, and gas by 2040. Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked about the timing of Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Russia.
That President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin, suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine, and instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
The two major powers have described Xi's three-day trip as an opportunity to deepen their no-limits friendship. Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed China's proposals for a political settlement in Ukraine. The French government has survived a no-confidence vote in the lower chamber of parliament and is expected to survive a second after its push last week to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64, despite worries over banks, stocks are higher late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. Three men have been found guilty of killing rapper XXXTentacion at a motorcycle shop outside Fort Lauderdale, Florida in 2018. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
28-year-old Michael Boatwright, 26-year-old Dedrick Williams, and 24-year-old Trayvon Newsom were each found guilty of first-degree murder and armed robbery. The three men will get mandatory life sentences in prison at a later date. They showed little emotion as the verdicts were read. A jury deliberated just over 7 days. XXXTentacion had just left a motorcycle shop in 2018 when he was shot repeatedly and robbed of $50,000 he had just withdrawn from a bank. A fourth man involved in the robbery had pleaded guilty last year to second-degree murder and served as a prosecution witness. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A community in Illinois is in mourning a day after two local teens were killed while sledding in Colorado. The two were on spring break at Copper Mountain Ski Resort. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.